What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussion. It's your boy, Chris P.
I am Rome City.
This is episode 83.
Yeah.
This is it's a very cool episode. We got a bunch of people in here. This is Bring Your Kids to Work Day. I got my two ugly kids with me today. I'm joking. We got three special guests in the building.
We do.
We got Flom, who was episode 67 from ICD Creative Studios out in Shelton. Flom, say what up to the people.
What's going on? What up?
Put the mic close to you. Act like you've done this before, man.
My bad. What's going on?
Hold on a second. Oh, yeah. Pause on that. My bad.
You hear me?
Damn, yo, all right.
I'm good.
Just want to make sure he's good. Yeah. We got DJ Stutters in the building.
What up? What up? What's going on?
And we got BY in the building. And BY, very dope dude, super creative. You have your company Stealing Roses.
Stealing Roses.
Not like stealing, as in like he's stealing roses from cemeteries and giving them out. He makes the roses out of steel.
But that's where the concept of my name come about, because I used to be a stick-up kid. I'm a convicted felon.
Oh,
I got locked up for a gun charge.
Okay, here's that check you asked my son to cut. Let me cut that check right now.
So, that's the whole concept of my name. My background is a stick-up kid, so
dope.
Now I'm stealing roses.
Yeah. Word, that's dope. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
That's a dope-ass concept.
Word, I'm about to steal roses, too. That makes a lot of sense. How's everybody feeling today, man?
Feeling wonderful, good. Feeling great. Still breathing, man.
Word. We appreciate y'all coming through, chopping it up with us today, man.
Definitely.
What we're going to do is we do something we just started in January where the first episode of the month, Tuesday, because obviously this drops on Tuesday, we'd like to answer questions from the listeners. We didn't do it last month, but this month we're doing it. So that's what we're going to do, basically, answer questions from listeners. Usually Nadia is here to read these questions because I don't like hearing my voice throughout the whole damn show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you good over there?
I don't know. My mic is fucked up. It's all right.
You good? You good? Everybody's good? Whatever. Everybody's good? You
Gucci.
Good? All right.
I got limp mic.
we're going to have to give that mic some of that triple X.
Yeah, we definitely. I need some of that. I need some of that tonight, matter of fact. I live in Black Rock, and Black Rock ain't Bridgeport, so I don't care.
We're going to stick with that. Check them out and go copy.
You know how that is. Dude.
Yeah, I got you.
I heard the rumor. I was like, somebody told me, I was like, oh, I got to go then. We about to go check this out.
I need that. I'm going to take some of that to Atlanta with me, though.
There you go.
Shout out to Atlanta, though.
There you go. So everybody's feeling good this Sunday, though?
Feeling good, man.
Like you said.
Stutters, where were you yesterday? Where was you DJing at?
I was in Norwalk. Can I say the spot or no?
Yeah, of course.
Templo Mayo. I was in South Norwalk last night.
That's the old 77 Solo Lounge, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where?
It was good.
That's what's up.
Feeling a little hungover, you know?
Have you seen DJ Ass and Tits lately or no?
I have not seen her around.
She must have heard that podcast and felt some type of way.
DJ Ass, is that her name?
She was like, you know what? Let me back off.
Nah, that's not her name. That's what we named her.
I'm pretty sure she's doing just fine.
All right.
I'm pretty sure she's doing just fine.
He was just saying how basically like 1 week she was a bartender, next week she started promoting herself as a DJ. So he's a DJ. So he was like kind of like, damn, like, you know.
Feel some type of way.
Yeah. So
damn.
And Ass and Tits always take the show.
No, of course.
Exactly.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the way life works.
Word. So
Ass and Tits.
So let's get into these questions, right? So what we're going to do is we're just going to go around the room. If you got an opinion on it, you talk about it. If you don't, we're going to skip it. So, I mean, I don't even have to read the question because I know what it was. Remy Ma versus Nicki Minaj.
Woo-hoo!
We got to talk about this, right?
Wow.
I know there was a record that came out, mm-hmm. Sheether, which was the first record.
Yes.
We heard no response from Nicki Minaj minus throwing up basically shade at Remy, talking about how her album didn't sell, all that good stuff. A couple days later, Remy comes back with a response to herself in a way because she didn't get nothing from Nicki. What was that one called?
Another one.
Deceased? Another one. Yeah, another one. So let's talk about the Sheether, which we did touch on it last week's episode at first. We didn't get into it too much, though. We just talked about how crazy it was and would Nicki respond. My opinion was Nicki shouldn't even respond, or at least not respond now. There's no need for it. What do you think, Studders? You're a DJ. What you think?
I think you're right, because to be really honest, and I kind of did it on purpose this week, I play like 7 Nicki songs back to back, and girls are singing every song. And it's really hard to do that right now with Remy.
Word.
So, I mean, Nicki's fine where she's at. She doesn't, you know. I think she's also winning by not responding.
Word, okay.
But Sheether was crazy. Yeah. Sheether was nuts.
So, I'm a
Remy Ma fan, too.
But where would you put that, like, on a scale of 1 to 10? What you give Sheether?
Sheether? Sheether's up there. Sheether's like an 8.
I think
another one's like a 3 or 4.
Another one was like a 1.5.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one.
That shit was trash. She should have just stopped after
Sheether. You know what I think, though?
the fact that she didn't come out, that's the reason I feel like. Well, she
Drake is the only nigga that come out with back-to-back disses. Like, how you get nominated for a Grammy for a diss track? And all of them fire.
She tried to play that role. You notice
but
that?
But she can't. She's not Drake.
Yeah. But she's not Drake, but
did you notice that? Drake. Hold on real quick. Another one. Did you hear like the bounce it had away? It had a hook.
Yeah.
She was trying to go for like the back-to-back vibe.
She did.
And because she was trying to get something to ring off in the club. And it's,
No.
Didn't happen.
So you didn't play that in the club then at all?
Nope.
Did you drop Sheether in the club?
Yes, I actually did. Cause I played Ether, then I played Sheether.
Word, that's dope.
How many times?
This was yesterday?
No.
How many times though?
No, not yesterday.
How many times on Thursday?
Fight in the club.
How does how does Sheether ring off though? Like on a Thursday?
Well, because I mean, the people that were there understood Ether, so then you know I had to slide it in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
how many times you play compared to Nicki songs? How many times you play?
Well, no.
You gotta play Nicki though. You got to.
Of course.
Thing is, on Thursday where I was at. I did the regular hours because it's a hookah bar.
Okay.
So they have regular hours and then after hours.
Okay.
So the after hours, a little bit more older people come in.
Yeah.
The regular hours, I play like the Nicki, like that was the day that I played like 6-7 Nicki songs back to back. The ladies sung every song, but I'm saying later on for the after hours, it was a little bit more older crowd. So I played Takeover, Ether, then Sheether.
Okay. Did you play her other song with Fat Joe?
All the way
up?
Yeah.
All the way up?
I think her verse is trash in that song, and I don't care what nobody says.
I played Ether, so I played Sheether.
So you favorite Nicki then? You favorite Nicki?
No, I don't favorite Nicki. No.
She has a hit song right now.
No. My point was about the Nicki was that Nicki still rings off in the club way more.
You're right. That makes sense.
And what Remy does have for clubs, they're right now considered throwbacks.
You're right.
Word, yeah, you play.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
Conceited,
Conceited, yeah.
Conceited, lean back,
whatever.
By now, so that's only so.
Yo, BY just said it. Probably got caught up in the mix. Of everybody talking, but I do think Remy Ma's verse and All the Way Up is trash.
It's trash.
I don't like the verse at all.
I hate
the remix verse was better. Like if you the album, I got it. I think it's a solid album. I don't like that there's somebody featured on every song on the Plata Plomo's album, but her verse on Cooking with French Montana and Fat Joe,
tough.
Fire. Like, she killed that verse.
Did you hear her verse with Keisha Cole?
I didn't hear
Keisha
that one
Keisha Cole
yet.
Got a record with French Montana.
I heard that one.
Crazy? Oh, my gosh, she's spaz. Hell yeah, yo. Yeah,
like, those are written by Pap. I don't care what nobody say.
That's what somebody said about the new joint.
Listen, when you go from trash to crazy hot bars, metaphors, punchlines.
You thought she was trash?
Yeah.
Okay. You think Remy's trash?
You think Sheether's trash?
No. Sheether is fire, but I think Pap had some influence on it.
Okay.
I think Remy, another one, Remy, that was all Remy. That's where the difference is.
That thing was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so I can't say
that's
much.
That's the difference in it.
I listened to
when they played it, I was like, really?
What I don't like is the beat.
Yeah. It's...
No, so, everything sucked about so
that whole, that whole like record. It's trash.
Even, it's not even
I
funny.
Feel like if she would have, that maybe another beat, maybe not trying to take Drake's cadence on the back-to-back sound.
She even said the whole thing, I pulled up in the Ferrari bumping Little Kim or something like that.
Why?
All right, so Flam, if you're Nicki Minaj, you respond back or no?
She has to.
Yeah.
Okay. You must, you know what I mean? Because you, listen, you can't talk about Queen. You got to compete. You're not Jay-Z. You're not Jay-Z. You got to respond. I mean, because you're young. She's only 2 years older than you. You got to respond.
Right.
Because you don't respond, eventually, you like I said, the industry right now is going to go against Nicki if she doesn't do something. Because think about it. When Meek Mill came out, right, the media was against that dude all the way. Not just the internet, but the media.
Uh-huh.
This chick is on TV shows clowning her live. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, and they're partaking in it. So eventually... She gone a little scale will tip over a little bit because the media's on her side.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how. But Meek didn't have that. He didn't have that.
Yeah, Nick is also on another worldwide level.
Yeah, that
aside from Meek. So for hip hop, she should respond.
Yeah, of course.
For the sake of hip hop.
Yeah.
But I think if she doesn't, it's just eventually gonna go away.
But she's not.
You know what I'm saying?
She hasn't been hip hop in a while though. She's been mainstream.
No. Exactly.
Popping.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying.
So
maybe
it depends on what Nicki you're looking at. Are you looking at old school Nicki? Or are you looking like now Nicki?
No. What I'm saying is that her being more worldwide, maybe she feels she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But for the sake of hip hop, for bars, I would love to see it.
It's kind of the same concept when Joe Budden dissed Drake. They're like, why would Drake respond? And Drake actually threw some shots at him. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's like, think about it. Her level of success wasn't the same as when she was a Barbie and doing all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now she's talking about, whenever Nicki make a song, right, why you haven't responded to Remy yet?
Yeah.
Now because because think about it, her whole appearance changed. She got a black hair now, whatever. She dating a hood nigga a while back, whatever. You know what I mean? Now she herself. So you cannot embody that and you not act upon it. You know what I mean? That's the reason why I'm saying that she has to respond.
Do 70 mil talk to 500,000?
Huh?
Do 70 million talk to 500,000?
Closest. Hold on.
I mean, it's not about money right now at this point, dude.
It's not.
You know what I mean? If it's
down to hip hop, it's not. Just like now, we sitting here talking about Remy Ma. Remy Ma ain't gonna respond to us. Who are we to her?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Nicki feel about Remy.
But she's Nicki Caliber.
And that's what Stutters was trying to say. That she's on that level where she doesn't have to, or she doesn't feel like
Jay Z respond.
But that's for the sake of hip hop. For the sake of hip hop, as a hip hop artist,
Jay Z was richer than
you. Have to respond. You're a rapper.
Jay Z responds. Jay Z takes shots every day, and he wanna send you like press that button. You done.
That was what I was gonna say. Like when Jim Jones,
Jay Z and Drake are dissing each other now.
Yeah,
if no one's realizing.
Yeah, but they're more peers than people think.
I know, but still,
it's still competition.
It's like Jay Z and Nas. They had to go at each other. It wasn't like. Like,
did they have to go?
Fred the Godson went at Jay and he responded.
Yeah, it's different.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, but the closest thing to it where you could say the Remy and Nicki, as far as if he's putting a dollar value on it, is when Jim Jones went at Hove and then Hove finally responded. But it took him a minute. It's like kind of like he got bit by a bug three times. Like, all right, now it's time.
I'm
going to spank you real quick and then keep it moving. That was the only time
Nicki
we kind of
might
seen
be
that.
Waiting for that moment.
But in reality, though, people, I'd rather them work together. You know what I mean? Because, like, there's not too many of y'all out there right now. So what y'all fighting for?
This is my thing, you know though, right? What I mean? When Jay-Z did Takeover, he dropped it on a Summer Jam. Mm-hmm. He had three verses. Then he released a fourth verse when he dropped the album, which is September 11th, 2001. Nas did not respond to that until December when he dropped his album, and then he dropped Ether. So I know we live in the microwave, like, time right now where everything has to come out right away.
Yeah.
Do y'all feel, does it matter if Nicki takes the Nas approach and that and says, like, yo, when I drop my album, then I'll diss her 3 months later. Each person, take your time. Do you care, Flan? Would you be like, oh, it lost the impact if it comes out in, we're March, if it comes out in May? Does it lose the impact in her response?
Yes, because she's a cool punk, like 50 Cent said with Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're too cool to, like, it's not going to stick. I mean, because at this point right now, you're playing with your money. You know what I mean? It just means nothing at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So,
Rome, what you think?
All right.
While you eating that popcorn.
Sorry.
Let's do OT. Whatever.
All the way over here.
Hungry, all right. We live in a meme world, so, right? Yeah. If we didn't live in a meme world, maybe it would be a different story. Nicki don't respond or respond 10 months later, 6 months later, you lost, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Your fake ass lost, boo-boo.
That thing dropped, too. I've seen the videos.
You've seen it, right?
That shit hang low, real low. Hey, man, look, for the sake of hip-hop, I think she should respond now, especially in 2017, where we're living, where everything, like you said, has to come out right away.
Yeah.
The faster she does it, I guess, the better, I guess. But
so it will lose impact if it comes out in May.
For this situation, it will lose. But I don't think, if she doesn't, I don't think it's going to ruin her still. Like, if she came out with a banger... And, like, I'm saying, like, just a banger that hits the clubs is just...
People forget. They're going to forget about what Remy Ma said. B.O., what you think? Yeah. Same thing? It loses impact.
Drop
response.
That shit now, Nicki.
Drop it now.
Drop it now. And then call me, and we could talk about it.
All right. So what if she took the... Before Drake responded to Meek Mill, before dropping the record, he basically beat Meek's ass by memes at every show.
Yo, that shit was crazy.
If Nicki went that route and just started dropping memes of
she
Remy and shit
though.
Like that,
she
would...
She might be able to win because...
You got to speak. You got to talk.
You think so?
You gotta say something. Yeah, it's bars.
Yo, that's like you coming at my neck like Remy did. I gotta come for you, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, yo. Like
yeah.
those
Meek
were
also didn't do
those were bang
did.
Hurting.
Remy
words.
Went.
She went deep. She went deep.
She brought the situation up between her and Meek Mill.
You can't. You gotta respond.
She
talked about everybody. Meek.
Trey was even involved in it.
Triggers.
Yo, she even threw
that Hot 97 buzzing.
Nigga, she threw my name in there. Y'all hear the crispy line about me and Nicki? Y'all hear it? Oh, y'all bugging.
What line was that?
You ain't seen me have to tweet? I was like, I did not sleep with Nicki. Stop it.
What line was
Stop
that?
It. Yo, you gotta go back to it, dog. You gotta go back to it. That shit was wild. I was like, how she gonna drop this rumor about me? What the hell? All right, so basically, Nicki has to respond. If not, she loses the impact, right?
Facts.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Facts.
So
I still say for the sake of hip-hop.
I agree.
For the sake of
I'm a hip-hop fan. The fact that it's been a week and a half and we still haven't heard a record, I'm kind of like disappointed on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Foxy Brown drops a diss track.
Sit down, boo.
Remy Ma. No, wait, hold up, hold up.
Here? Wait. Stay home. Stay home.
I hate the way she raps. I just hate it. Her voice is too deep.
I'm not taking anything away from her, you know, whatever.
She kind of set some bars on there, too, though.
Yeah. But
what does
this
have to do with Foxy?
I think she's,
like, thank you.
She saw an opportunity. She's jumping on it. And
so, all right, well, would you then, if you're Remy Ma, do you have to respond to Foxy?
No. It's not about her.
Get out.
But
home.
It don't matter. It's still a bar.
That's like, me and you beeping and flying like, fuck Rome City. I'm like, what the fuck?
Sit down.
Sit your ass down.
But that's exactly what happened with Jay. Jay was beefing with Cam. Then finally Jim Jones made a song and Jay was like, I'm not responding. Then finally responded. Like, yo, I got nothing to do with you, but now I'm going to have to put you in your place.
Yeah, you
got to
do that.
For the sake of hip hop, Nicki has to respond.
This is Foxy Brown.
It don't matter who it is.
Please tell me when the last time she dropped the record.
When the last time you even heard about Foxy Brown being out?
Who she was dissing?
Remy Ma.
Remy Ma?
Yeah.
Foxy Brown dissing Remy Ma.
She's seen the opportunity to try to get back in the...
She's trying to stay relevant.
I mean, you know what? Maybe
she's chill because she would get caught.
Remy should do is kind of like throw a few shots at her, like real quick, like...
She's going to.
Maybe,
you know that, right?
Another one part two.
Oh, no, please.
You know what I'm saying?
No, she's going to. She's going to, and it's going to hurt.
Listen. The best way... for this is for Remy not to say nothing because listen.
I don't understand.
If Remy says something about Foxy Brown is now topic of discussion.
Yeah,
because,
now she's relevant.
Yes, relevancy.
It don't matter.
Just like when,
is it hip hop or not? You can't say that for Nicki. Like, why Nicki got to respond to Remy?
So, the thing about why 50 Cent did, right? To Fat Joe and everybody that was in that video.
Demolish them.
Thank you. You don't say nothing. Oh, listen, it don't matter who you with. You got to get rid of everybody.
So you think Remy should say something?
Yeah, she
I agree.
So what about
Brown?
Meek Mill's sister dropping that diss track?
Exactly.
About Nicki and Remy.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Meek Mill's sister?
Exactly.
She don't count.
And she did this.
She
don't
count.
The bars was hot, though. The bars was hot.
It was.
Hold on.
Yo, she was shitting on both of them.
The only reason why I would say it's different, right?
Why? How's it different?
If you're a basketball player, if you're a basketball player, you on the court, you give a damn what the fan says in the third row, like, yo, your jumper game weak. It's like, yo,
I did what you said, I should.
We're not in the same league, my nigga. You're a fan, I'm a rapper. No, she's a legitimate rapper.
When's the last time she dropped a hit record,
though, brother? When is the last time? You're right.
Years.
But I mean, but that's similar to a coach.
I get it.
That's similar to like a coach talking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just feel like it will bring up her residency. It will make her relevant to the public. And then
yo, let her cut. We're gonna make fun of her.
100,000 plays, and it's like,
I mean,
that's
because they want to be honest. The one that should be getting involved is Lil Kim.
What happened?
She should.
I think that's what's coming next. I hope not.
I kind of hope not. But she would be more relevant because she had issues with
Nicki, with Foxy and Nicki.
Foxy and Nicki, and you know.
Yeah, but.
I feel like that Remy should respond, but it don't got to be a song. It could be on a regular song and throw a couple shots at her. Do the whole thing.
Exactly what I just said.
Couple jabs.
Just a couple jabs, like, all right, sit down, lady.
Yeah. You know? And then Meek's sister, though? Wow, what was that about, though?
She did it with Drake, too. She does this.
Listen, you know she won in.
She's trying to be relevant.
She's like, yo, tag me. Can I come?
She's trying to be relevant so bad.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of The Control. And then everybody started
doing.
Remember, everybody and their mother just started doing.
Joe Budden made a verse. Joel Ortiz made it. People who were not even mentioned.
Joel Ortiz was fire, though.
Joel Ortiz and Pat Pusses were fire.
Yo, like, theirs was fire.
I like almost everybody's response.
Everybody, like people in the South, are like, oh no, we're the. It's crazy.
Man, let's see.
Oh, you the king of New York?
I don't blame her. I don't blame her. On Meek's sister.
I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
At the end of the day, though, it's good for the culture, though. It's still good that people are still battling and taking shots and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
this
hip-hop. We're sitting here discussing.
So what's the best hip hop beef that you can remember? Let's start with B.Y.
That's a tough one.
There is.
All right, let's skip you. Let's start with Stutters.
All right. To me, I don't know how old people are over here. I love it because the whole KRS-One MC Shan, because he did it his career.
Yeah.
LL Cool J Cannabis.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic.
Pause. Stop. That's why Nicki should respond. Because think about it. LL.
And Cannabis.
Cannabis.
Yeah, word.
That's a different story, though.
But I'm saying, this is why Nicki should respond, though.
Yeah. Because,
I
mean, second round knockout. is one of the best,
you know what
fucking
I mean,
diss songs out there. And Can I Bust is also ridiculous.
No, he's dope.
Then obviously, the Jay and Nas.
Jay and Nas, okay.
To me, those are like the top echelon.
Rome, what you think?
I'm gonna say 50 when he, and 50 and Jay.
Oh, I fuck with you, man.
50 who?
50 and Jay.
Right here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because they got in his fucking ass. That shit was fun. It was like, I don't think you know what you're doing, brother.
Yeah.
Like,
that shit was fun. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Like,
that shit was bananas.
That shit was fun.
You gotta really listen to that shit. Did you really, like, what the fuck?
But 50 beefing with anybody is yeah, good entertainment.
I also like the Rick Ross. The Rick Ross was the dope one, too. Because
the thing about 50, like, suns you.
Yes.
My favorite beat was 50 and Mayweather, and that ain't got nothing to do with rap. Yo, 50 was smoking that nigga, yo. Yeah. He was smoking them.
Yeah. Is that something about reading
the...
Yeah.
Cat in the Hat. If you can read 10 pages of a Harry Potter book, nigga.
That's just...
Flom, what you think?
What?
What you hip-hop?
Same as, I mean, 50 and Jada
is up there.
50 and everybody?
Yeah, 50 and everybody.
50 versus everybody. We got to drop new shirts right now.
Like, 50
versus everybody.
Let me talk.
I mean, like, the strategy, how he does the stuff, whatever, it just makes it fun. You know what I mean?
Word.
You know, like I said, I learned a lot from 50 Cent, you know, how he just maneuver. You know what I mean? There's a reason why, like I said, right now I see that with Remy doing the same thing. You know what I mean? People don't see it, but it's going to creep up on Nicki if she doesn't respond. Now, I mean, that's what you think happened to Ja Rule when he didn't respond soon enough, whatever, right? Everybody went against him.
Word.
You know what I mean? Because you didn't partake. You thought he was too cool for us, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what happened. He was at the top. You know what I mean? So, and every DJ was against him. It didn't help him out.
Ja Rule.
The reason Rick Ross survived because he had relationships in New York. That's the reason he survived. That's it.
But what Nicki should do is take a page out of Rick Ross. Rick Ross at least dropped the hit record and do wild jabs at 50 on a hit record. Yeah. That's at least what Nicki should do. I'm not saying go full-fledged and go diss her. Make a hit record and get her, though.
Yeah, you got to do something. But like I said, Envy even said it. The reason why Rick Ross survived because he and Rick was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
for real.
Yeah, and that's what happened. He had a budget. I got to get everybody on my team that's a DJ in New York or around the country to play my records. Once it's still spinning, I'm winning. You know,
and
what
that's
mean?
The thing. When 50 dissed Ja Rule's like, this is when he was on top of the world.
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm a Ja Rule like encyclopedia, right? So
yeah.
He was like on top of the world. His comeback song was Clapback.
Yeah,
which was a good record.
It was. It had a dope beat.
But nobody wanted that from Ja Rule. Nah. You want to hear Ashanti sing
late.
In the background?
And it was too late.
That is
it
that.
Was
but
too late.
All
right.
He had to
too
do. Late. Was stick to what worked. Stick to the recipe. Yeah. If it works for you to make them them records, keep going.
Ja, well, the thing is also, Ja had to respond.
Yeah, he. I don't.
But
No.
What I was about to say, at that moment in time, Ja was so surpassing him, but also the music was changing and what 50 did to the game at that time, he just did a 360 to the game and just fucked it up.
Yeah. He did. He definitely did. He dissed Ja Rule about singing and then came out with 21 Questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah,
dope song, though.
You just said against him. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was
so
fun.
Is that what you plan to do with all these other clothing lines?
Nah, I show drop, love. I show love.
He's about to drop a diss shirt.
I show love. I show love to everybody. My man's over here selling roses. We're sharing love and compassion. No bees over
that's
here.
Guns More Roses,
you know what I mean? And that's it.
We got that new ICD.
Just know that I will not be at work. And that's it. I'm an immigrant, baby. I'm an immigrant. Just know that. I will love my sleeves. We'll get busy. I'm from Africa.
Word.
You know what I mean? So that's what it boils down to.
We got the new roundtable ICD collaboration called Fuck Your T-Shirt. So everybody out there making T-shirts. We got this new joint about to come out. All right, so in my opinion, I think the Jada and 50 was dope. But the Ross and 50 to me was like, it stood out because 50 went from, it didn't work no more. Everything he did just didn't work. Mm-hmm. He went the comedic route with the curly and all that. It didn't work. Yo, how do you bring up this information? Like, yo, this dude was a correctional officer. And Ross beats that.
Like I said, he beat it because he had records on the radio.
Yeah.
That's a problem. I mean,
but as I'm saying, he stood to whatever worked. Like, I'm going to still make these records and I'm going to throw my jab here. That's why I feel like what Ja Rule was like, yo, what do we do? What do we? Oh, we gotta clap back. We're gonna make the super hard song.
Yeah,
could have came back with an Ashanti joint, and
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
people
still would have wanted him to respond, but he could have still been.
He
like, could have
still,
know,
yeah,
still
don't
had
panic.
Hits.
Ross didn't panic. Think about it. Ross didn't budge not one. Think about it. He just stood up to the nigga.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? So
pretty much, you know.
But he's a dope artist. Game is a dope artist. Don't get me wrong. As much as he made 50 to go back and forth, like he's a dope artist. You know what I mean?
Did anybody really like that beef though with Game and 50 Cent?
It was stupid because it was like
Game and 50 Cent.
Game and 50. It felt pointless. If 50 was a punching bag, Game was just like
it's like I'm your brother and I'm mad now that I'm not in your team no more. So I'm about to start spazzing.
Nah, but it came out that he's a fucking snake. That's the reason why 50 like he don't know where he came from. Because dude, basically, I'm showing you love because you know my man's over here. Like right now, right, you say, "Yo, meet this person," right? Then when I came up a little bit, I'm like, "Nah, fuck this nigga, Chris P." You know what I mean? Like, yo, dude, like I just
fuck this you too. Fuck you too.
Yeah, exactly.
We about to make a dope T-shirt. Now you gonna say fuck me?
And that's really it. You know what I mean? So that's what he was confused about. There's a reason why he don't speak ill about him anymore because it's like, yo, dude, like I don't know where that came from.
Word.
You know what I mean? On like Jai and them or whatever, where you knew it went back to the streets or whatever. But in reality, that shit was like, it was a blob.
Yeah, but Game is that type of nigga who feed into that internet.
Saw,
like
right?
That Waka Flocka. Like Waka, I like Waka.
Me
all right?
too.
And Waka made some statements that pertained to what Game was doing, but it wasn't to Game.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if y'all both blood, yo, you talking about me, bro? No, I wasn't even talking about you. Oh, all right, bet. But you gonna go on there on some funny guy shit. Like you look corny now.
Who?
It makes the game look fake.
What
though.
He did.
Flocka had made some statements about posting underwear showing dick prints and shit.
Yeah.
And Game took it personal. He not the only one that do it. Yeah. Shit, I done did it before. Yeah. But I mean, Game felt some type of way and made a video to, oh, you want beef with me and blase, blase.
Did you respond to Waka? Because I'm about to respond to Remy this week.
What happened after that? What happened after that?
They went back and forth, bro. But Flocka was mad cool about it. He was like, yo, listen, you got people in the streets like I got people in the streets. If you really felt some type of way, you could have hit my phone.
Exactly. I mean,
he went the commercial route. He went to entertain social media.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of person the Game is.
Yeah.
All right, so BY, since you're talking, give me the top diss track, you think. Top diss track.
I don't know.
I mean, it's tough. It's so much to choose from. But.
See, I like Cassidy. So anytime Cassidy beef with somebody, those punchlines are in there.
Cassidy's hard.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I mean, any diss track.
Yo, when Cassidy was beefing with himself, that shit was hard.
Oh, yo, it was. It definitely was. It definitely was.
The Hustler versus the Problem.
Yeah, that was my shit.
What? I know that shit verbatim.
Face the Madonna, nigga.
Yo, man, you forget about Cassidy, man.
Yeah.
You
can't forget about Cassidy,
Jesus
man.
Christ is
that
right, Cassidy.
Y'all don't. I mean, like Rockefeller versus D-Block. That was pretty.
Hell
they had,
yeah.
They had some legendary joints. Yeah.
But that was a setup with Freeway and this nigga though. Cassidy, that was a setup.
Yeah, that was
a setup.
Or oh, that battle?
Yeah, that was a setup.
Yo, imagine if social media was popping now, though. Freeway wouldn't be able to still walk these
hell
streets.
Hell no! We so
put
many
on the beat. Put a beat on. Put a beat on. Put a beat on, man.
Yeah, I remember getting that DVD. I remember getting that and me and my boys going, yo, that was crazy.
My kids are here like, what's a DVD?
Yeah,
we stream it straight from a PlayStation. Like,
damn, that's crazy. Right?
Games have disc?
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, anybody got a top diss track, though?
It's too hard, man.
Cassidy is like, that's
any,
like.
Anytime Cassidy beef with somebody, you expecting to hear some punchlines. And you'd be like, you cringe. You'd be like, oh, shit. Ooh.
Word.
So anytime Cassidy,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna front yo. I like that take over yo.
I take over.
Hove?
Yeah, yo, that shit is
dope. Hard. Yo, it was hard.
Yeah, that shit.
Ja went in on Eminem when he said, "Am you claim your mother's a crackhead and Kim is a known slut." Well, guess what Haley gonna be when she grows up? Like he spazzed on that.
Yeah, see, but that's one thing.
That
I
was
don't,
the made you
don't
look,
bring up nobody kids.
Yeah,
I put a bullet in you for mine.
Absolutely.
Don't bring up my kids.
Absolutely. That was
that's,
disrespectful
that's,
though. Right.
Anything
there.
Anything goes when it comes to a rap battle. Except kids. I don't give a fuck what it's about. Yeah. Don't mention nobody kids.
Yeah, that was
that's
dope.
That's a touchy subject.
That was a dope one.
But nobody wanted to hear it. That's my point.
Nobody
like you just said, it was a hard line.
It was a hard
he
could have
had 50 more hard lines. Nobody cared. Nah, they just wanted to hear him sing and harmonize.
Yeah.
And you know.
That's what happens when you sing and harmonize so fucking much.
And
I mean, it works. I mean, you can still do it and still kill niggas off, but you don't.
Yeah, but with this beefing shit, it's like, you going to sing me that?
Drake
did
it. You're getting bodied by a singing, nigga. You know what I mean?
He didn't really sing, though.
No, that's the difference. Like, he pointed it out. Like, nigga, I'm about to body you and I sing.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't have to sing to do it, but he
didn't
acknowledge it. You know what I mean?
That's all Ja Rule had to do.
That's the only thing I wish we could go back in time and change that beef in history. Like, the Ja Rule and 50. Like, yo, Ja Rule, just stick to the plan, man. Trust me. Trust me. Stick to the plan.
But he felt he was too good. Like I said, he felt he was too good to the point where people that actually supported his music, he wasn't showing them no love or whatever.
Word.
You know what I mean? It wasn't just his formula. People around him.
And he also got locked up shortly after Clack.
Who, Ja?
He got locked up.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. After. Let's go back to the other thing was the Murder Inc. The federal investigation, the indictment. So nobody could even release music. Yeah, true. Yeah, true.
What was Black Child? Like
Black Child. Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, Black Child. Like you know, he and you know,
he was a hitman.
So I'm just saying, there's a lot of also factors in there why they also died out, and it was
they can't do nothing fast enough because it was on the ass.
R.I.P. to Murder Inc. But damn, that shows how strategic 50 is.
Yeah,
but Irv got that pretty little white thing from Taz Angels.
Yeah,
you know, that thing, right, boy?
He could have been winning more. Had they still been on top, he could have been winning more. He could have.
But Irv's doing his thing.
Irv made his money.
Irv got a show coming out.
Yeah, he got a show coming out right now. Yeah, real soon.
What up? This Roundtable Discussions episode is sponsored by Fuego Brand. Make sure you visit gotfuego.com to secure all exclusive Roundtable Discussion apparel and much more. Use promo code RTD to receive 15% off on all orders. That's RTD to receive 15% off on all orders. Be sure to follow at Fuego Brand on all social media platforms. And don't forget, hashtag gotfuego. Now let's get back to the show.
I don't know. Do you want to request? You gonna keep talking hip hop?
Whatever. Hip hop talk.
Man, you're steering this shit, bro. Let's go.
Nah, I mean, I just really was gonna just start off Remy and Nicki, but we just kind of went off.
Roll that dice. Bro.
All right, so let's talk about Drake, yo.
What about Drake?
Let's talk about Drake. All right, he got his album More Life that's supposed to be dropping. Should have supposed to drop last year at the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right. More Life. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think it's over for Drake?
No.
Drake just getting started.
No. Let's not talk numbers. Let's not talk numbers. Let's talk musical content.
No.
Musical content.
Hell no.
Dude, he's growing.
He's nowhere near done.
He's not a Drake fan.
You don't think
so
that OVO team doesn't have more hits in him?
No, he's growing.
I think because of I think honestly because of what the audience is, it's a hit. I think if the audience was different, it would resonate the same way.
Drake's gonna be here for a while.
Hell
gonna
yeah.
Give him like 5 more years, hopefully.
Decade and flow still got a decade to go. He's serious about that line.
I really do think Drake's gonna be like, you know, like the P. Diddy where he just
why would his album keep being pushed back though? Why would he keep pushing it back?
I heard it's supposed to be like 30 tracks.
It's timing though, I believe.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like timing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you're like you feel it and it's like
he's on
like
tour
what's out right now.
How he's on you, tour now too. So it's
how
like
can you
vibe.
Like how can you like burst through this thing, whatever, and create your own wave and shit when this is going on? You know what I mean? So it could be based on what he want, like the message you want to get out there. Like the reason why our Kendrick album was so dope because that was what was going
his
on.
Time. Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the time, whatever. Yeah. You know, so maybe he's waiting for the perfect time.
It's gonna be here sooner or later. I just saw an Instagram post with 40. And his boy got like some Middle Eastern spot, and he was like, "I'm gonna be there ASAP as soon as I finish this More Life CD." So it's like you just gotta kind of like follow him, follow his people.
What's the CD?
Oh, no, More Life.
That's what my kids are saying. They're like, "What's the CD? What you talking about CD?"
But you gotta like really follow him.
Yeah,
and look at the signs. Like it's these signs that he throws different posts.
Yeah,
you know it's getting there. Like when I saw that post before, I was like, "All right, it should be here. If it's not, it should be here next weekend probably."
I don't know. I feel like Fake Love is not the normal Drake hit. It's not on the radio the way every other Drake hit has been on the radio. I hear more Bounce Back from Big Sean. Mm-hmm. I hear more. I hear other records other
you're
than
talking
that
on
one.
The radio.
Because there's money behind. There's money behind those records.
I'm not gonna front. I dropped that in the club and it's people singing that loud.
Which one?
Fuck. Fake Love.
It's a good song, I'm saying, but the radio usually, it don't matter. You said there's money behind it. Of course, there's money to push records, but when it's played on radio a million times a day, Kid Ink, he's not really a dope artist, but he's on the level that he's on because how his music gets pushed.
Yeah.
Was getting pushed.
I don't know. Well, but that's what I'm saying, though. So Fake Love is not being played on the radio like all his other shit.
But I think Drake is somebody that could be kind of silent and then drop something crazy and then just...
He will, though. We know that.
Does that mean that the music is good or just everybody's waiting on it? Because I'm a big Jay-Z fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he dropped Blueprint 12, oh my God, it's the hardest shit in the world. And it wasn't.
Were you a fan of Shining when Shining came out?
Who?
Shining.
Oh, the Beyonce, but that's a Beyonce record.
Yeah, but Jay-Z's on it, though. You're a Jay-Z fan. Were you excited?
Not at all. It's not. I don't like the record.
You don't like the record?
I like the little bars he said about 21 Grammys, nigga. I'm a savage. That's it.
You don't You don't like the...
No, I don't like the record. I don't like the record. That's not.
Yo, you
that's
know
not
I like
about
J.O.? Every time he comes out with some shit, he speaks to the time.
Yes, you gotta evolve. But that's not like missing it. This is how everybody gets distracted.
I'm not distracted.
You say one thing. I'm saying the content of the music, right? When J came out, because I'm a fan, I was like, oh, I love it. I love it. Is Drake music just that good, or is it because he has the fan base that like?
I think it's just
fake
that
love.
Good.
If it ain't on the radio like that, that means because the way the program directors work, the radio had the people have to like say, oh, this is what we're listening to. If it's not on the radio, it's because that's the shit they're just not listening to.
But sometimes, like I said, 50 Cent, look, what's it called, right? Jay-Z had an album he put out, a song actually he put out, right? It was trash, but they spent like $15 million to push that song to make everybody like it. You know what I mean?
Fetty Wap. Perfect example.
Fetty Wap had good songs though.
I know, but I forgot his song name, but like the album wasn't the best album he put out, whatever. But they spent so much money to push the album to make you like, oh yeah, I like this song.
Magna Carta, Holy Grail, or
not that one was.
No, that album was actually.
It
good.
Was alright. You know what I mean? But it was something before that. You know what I mean? It was something he put out, whatever. But they spent X amount of money to push that song because you know, like they had to make it look big.
Well, that's that. Okay, you're kind of almost. That's why I'm trying to get to the point of it. Don't matter what the people. It doesn't matter what they play on radio because people are pushing the music. Yeah. But the program directors play what people want to hear.
Right.
So if you listen to the radio, and I've always said I'm not really an avid radio listener. I listen a little bit more now. But Fake Love is not a song that you hear as much. And the only reason I'm saying to back up my point is, if that song would have hit like One Dance and all the other records he had on Views, we would have heard the album already, I believe.
Yeah.
If the record hits, you don't hold off. You don't hold off on the album.
I know, but I mean, let's say right.
Strategic too.
It takes 8.
We can all play that game of maybe he's this.
I don't know what's playing behind his release.
But I'm saying is, if all his other music when it hits, he drops.
Yeah, right.
So what's the hold up now?
Well, they say this record, More Life, is gonna play just like if you're reading this, it's too late. So if you are a fan of Drake and you know if you're reading this too late, it came out of nowhere. So if
it came out of nowhere. Is this their rollout then? They just talking about it, and then when it comes out, it comes out?
Yeah.
I believe
if you're reading this, it's too late. Came out without anybody knowing it was coming out.
Nobody knew about that shit.
So there's two different things. People know about More Life. It was supposed to drop last year.
Yeah, you know about it, but it's not going to come out when you think it's going to come out. Everybody thought it was going to come out yesterday. No. So I don't know.
I don't know.
So you think he's just being strategic? You're not optimistic to think that maybe his records ain't hitting the same?
I mean, the man said it himself. He's strategic on how he plays
nobody,
everything.
Nobody, and I said Remy Ma dropped my name in the song. Is it true?
I mean, I heard the song. I know she didn't say it.
Exactly. So, but you can say whatever you want. It's how you sell it to the people to believe it. So I'm saying, you think his record is hitting the same way?
Yeah.
It's hard because I think you're a fan. You're going to say that. You think his record hitting the same? Well, you're a DJ, so his record hits the same way in the club then?
Yeah, man. I dropped Fake Love, and it's a song that people sing out loud. Everybody.
Can we applaud Chris P? Congratulations, you were just a hater.
A hater? Nah. I'm just a hater. I think you're just a fan. It's the same argument. We can have the same argument.
I'm a fan of music overall, though. Like, like Drake has a record that I don't like.
I'm just saying, as
Drake
a fan,
if you are a fan,
I would think that you would just say, like, is he stalling? Because maybe, like, what would be the reason for a stall? This shit was supposed to drop in December. Now he said first quarter. We about to exit the first quarter in 30 days. Now we're going to be in the second quarter. What I'm saying, if you're a fan, you don't be like, damn, I wonder what's the hold up. Oh, he's just cooking great music.
I don't feed into that.
Like though. I said, I just think they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? You have to let them, like, trust the process. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like I said, it's just based on, like, what's going on now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I said, when Kendrick put out an album, you know what I mean, based on the Black Empowerment, whatever, we needed that at that moment. You know what I mean? So you can have like a bunch of negativity going on right now, and you put out some shit about positivity. It's just when it stick. You know what I mean? So based on the time.
All right.
You
so
know what I mean? Like, so right now, if I put our product right based on equality, right now, my man's on with the roses or whatever. Right, we need that right now because so they're talking about.
Yo, this guy is good for you.
That's why I like my man.
The way he tied that in, I like that.
But think about it. Like,
you with the right guy.
We had an art show. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
And I'm like.
Call that guy right now.
Okay. Bottom of the Fly. This nigga knows what he's doing, yo.
That's my man.
We about to start a podcast for Fly. Holy shit.
Everything falls. It's true, though.
He didn't got to say nothing.
I'm telling
him. That shit right now.
I called him and said, bro, would you want to be part of this thing, whatever? I met him like 2 days before that.
Where?
You know what I mean?
That's dope, yo.
And it just happened so fast, whatever, but you seen the impact.
Yeah, of course.
What happened? I mean, because we needed that. You know what I mean? When I went to the mall, boom. She's like, yeah, we need that now.
Word.
You know what I mean? So it's up based on timing, bro.
Yeah, but all right, let's change the argument real quick, right?
Yeah.
So you mentioned about Kendrick when he dropped his album. Yeah. Super, super timely, right?
Yeah.
As a Drake fan, and maybe this is one of the reasons why I don't like Drake, I don't feel like he really addresses what's going on. It's only what's going on in his box, which is very similar to Jay-Z's Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Right.
If you don't have Picasso paintings, you may not be able to understand the album.
Yeah.
Right? That's clear to say?
Yeah. Right.
So would you say that, like, Drake, why, like, as a fan, you don't ever want to hear him touch on something that's going on?
Or, because people don't...
I know why he doesn't.
They don't want to hear that because, like I said, the internet...
People do want to hear it because they want to hear it when Kendrick does it.
All the time, though.
Well, what I will say is that I don't think people look to Drake for that.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's
what I will say. Because, I mean, I'm a fan, but I'm a fan from a distance because, I mean, like you said, I'm a DJ and I play songs that hit. So, but I'm saying, but I don't think people look to Drake. Drake's never touched on that stuff in the past.
Nothing.
So I don't think people look for that.
From Drake,
if Kendrick came out and did a really, really clubby... You know, a really clubby record out of his lane, then people would be like, what? People look to Kendrick.
If he had a one dance, they'll be like,
people don't look for Drake for that type of content.
Yeah. So once it's like quiet, I'm hearing that. What's up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing's
so stay closer to the mic just so we can.
My bad. You know what I mean? It's like, when it's quiet, like when I said quiet, I mean like.
No one's releasing records.
Not a record. It's like, what's going on in the media? Like, what's going on in the country? Cause some like for like 3 months period, right? Like nothing is going on right now. Like Trump didn't nothing about anybody grabbing nothing, whatever. It's like it's quiet. That's when you come out with something because you gotta fill that void.
Okay.
If that void is being filled, then you control everything. You know what I mean? But if it was like noisy and shit, where do you fit? Cause I mean you would come for a little bit, but it's not gonna stick. You know what I mean? So and that's because but not, like his sound right now is more worldly than anything. It's not just for
it's not
for
yeah.
for the U.S.
It's
I mean?
Not he, yeah. he got it all over.
He's
the place.
Crossing
yeah.
over.
Yeah. I would say I would say this and for Stutters to say like y'all said y'all could say I'm a Drake hater or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm saying I like to bring up arguments because if I agreed with y'all, we'd be the biggest Drake stands in this fucking building right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it would there'd be no point of discussion. What I'm gonna say is though that again I'm only using this as an example because I grew up like one of the biggest Jay-Z fans.
Mm-hmm.
He can give you Give It to Me. He can give you Poppin' Tags. He can give you 03 Bonnie and Clyde. Then he could give you Ballad for a Fallen Soldier.
Yeah.
Nobody was looking for Jay to be like, you know, like as you said, nobody's looking for Drake to do that. The same way like when I hate it when people get in the uproar about the Kardashians, like why aren't you talking about Black Lives Matter? I don't want that to come from them anyway, right?
Yeah.
So but I would feel like Drake being in the position he's in, I'm not saying your album got to be in it. Show the people that you're socially aware of what's going on.
Sometimes it doesn't have to. You don't have to do that. Show up somewhere. Yeah. Show up to a kid's basketball game. Like, do something. You don't got to preach it, but be it.
Yeah.
When you be it, it's different because it's not what is different. And I'm trying to say, like, so he, I mean, because I haven't seen Drake do anything that affect anybody in a way other than music. You know what I mean? So he doesn't have to speak about it, but he actually, like, move. Like, Jay-Z might donate $100,000 to X and Y Z or whatever. And a lot of people are like, why he
don't
that?
Don't get publicized.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, so you could be it, but you got to fill that void, bro. You know what I mean? You got to fill out, because at the end of the day, they're asking questions, like, you don't care. Like Michael Jordan right now. A lot of people think he doesn't care, but that dude probably like in the background pushing buttons that we don't know about.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's the reason why I don't doubt
I'm not saying like, I'm not just sitting assuming like, well, Drake doesn't care about it. I'm just saying because of his music, which is what we get from him, right? I go on my iTunes, I download songs.
Yeah.
I got Drake records on my iTunes. It's just I don't personally like all his music.
Right.
I like when he raps. I don't like when he sings.
You're
like, back-to-back, one of the hardest diss tracks in the world. You know why? Because he never had to call Meek a bitch. Never.
Never.
He never had to mention none of that stuff. All he did, he disrespected him the most politest way you could.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's
what
most light-skinned niggas do.
You a handsome, ugly nigga.
A lot of light-skinned niggas.
That's what
most light-skinned
niggas
do. A lot of light-skinned
niggas play the game like that. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, your mama ugly, but no disrespect, though. No disrespect.
Your mama ugly, but her cooking is good, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's how they do it. That's basically what he did to Meek. He smacked the shit out of him and then gave him a Band-Aid after. Like, just hold on to this. So what I'm saying is, I do like his records. As a fan of music, I would say, like, damn, if I got one song from him that said something, this is me. I'm the minority.
I'm the part
of 0.5% who believe this. You know what I'm saying? But like somebody like J. Cole, like his first album, I mean, he has some socially conscious stuff on it. But the fact that when the whole thing happened in Missouri or whatever. He was out there rallying with people. Yeah. He wasn't taking pictures. People were like, yo, shit, J. Cole's out here.
He's like, no, I'm not here for that right now. I just want to, you know, come out, hang out, know what I mean?
And I'm not saying I want Drake. Like, again, I'm not looking for him to be the leader of Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But saying something that, yo, look, I understand. I do live in my beautiful house. I do have a pool that's bigger than Kanye. But I also know that this person just lost their life down the street for the color of their skin. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well, look, I'm kind of on your side where I'm not a big, like I said, I'm a Drake fan, I guess, quote unquote.
The music, yeah.
From a distance, because I mean, I don't really pay attention to, I've never really paid attention to his albums, like his full album. But what I'm saying, maybe he hasn't come with that content, but may wait for this album. Maybe he does touch on something. Who knows?
Who knows? You're right.
Who knows? You know, because there is a lot of crazy shit going on, and, you know, he's wrapped up in it some. You're right. You know, so who knows? Maybe he does. I don't know. But I don't see him doing that, because he probably says, okay, this is my formula. I'm going to stick to this, and that's how it's going to be.
But think about it, though. Like, everybody cannot be Mother Teresa of the world.
Exactly. That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
You got to play
You can't. You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't graduate at the top of my class, but I guarantee you for sure, I can make 5 to 10 kids go to class right now. You know what? Know why? If you graduate at the top of my class, right, you back me, and you see I'm talking shit to him, and you backing me, you got to listen to me. Exactly. So he may be doing that. He may be backing a lot of this stuff going on right now. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? So like, so
he's,
you know,
behind the scenes,
and that's it. That's how I learned to understand, because, like, you know, that's how it works. You know what I mean?
He just said he's behind the scenes. By you saying that, because he's behind the scenes, you can make the argument that you're assuming he's doing something behind the scenes, and me being in front, I can say, right, I can make the argument he's not doing anything behind the scenes.
Like, but think about it. I mean, like, what's the girl name? Kim. She may not be focused on like Black Lives Matter, because she is dating a black man.
A specific Kim or just Kim?
Kardashian.
Oh, Kardashian. Okay.
But she's actually an advocate for people from her country.
Got you.
You're seeing the ad, right?
Where,
you realize that, right? If we cannot get the attention, we're going to use Kim, whatever, her image, whatever, to talk about these things, whatever, right? And now it's in the papers. You know what I mean? So she didn't do it for us, but she did it for people overseas. Where's she from?
She's like, not Arabic, but...
I know it too, and I just...
I'm
not sure.
There was an ad in there, you know what I mean? But it had a face in there, you know what I mean? Showing that she actually spoke on
Google. Come on, everybody got a damn phone. Google this shit. But yeah, I want to know what it is.
You know what I mean? But she didn't...
Armenian.
Exactly. So they had an issue right there where she was like in the New York Times, whatever, you know what I mean? And it got publicized because she kind of like just spoke on something, whatever, and used a picture. That alone, you know what I mean, helped a whole lot.
Word.
You feel me? Like, so...
Look, I'm just making an argument. If I sat here and agreed with y'all, how fun would this conversation have been?
No, I feel you.
It would have been kind of whack. Yeah. Like, oh, we all love Drake.
Exactly.
I got his OVO on my neck.
And that's it, you know.
All right, so I got to say one
weird
thing.
You're weird if you do that, though.
Well, I mean, there's fans who do shit like that.
I thought that owl tattoo was pretty gay when Drake got it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, B.Y. Exactly.
Which one?
That's B.Y. That owl tattoo he got?
I didn't.
B.Y. who does roses out of steel.
I don't
got to bring that. I mean,
together. If you got a brand, I mean, don't you tat it
My nigga, he loves Drake. You can't say nothing. Everything is good. The argument is going to be why it's good.
Everything is placement. He got a random owl on his left shoulder.
I know.
It is gay, but... So, to his point, the OVO is what makes the owl.
Exactly.
So it kind of goes.
Put it some not on your top shoulder.
I agree with you. Hold up, time
up. I get
it. Basically,
1,000%.
This man make roses, right? When you see a chick, right? Check it out. When you see a chick, what do you see in the back? What do you see in the back on us? You see a rose?
Yeah.
A boyfriend name, whatever.
That's what back to the roses.
That's still in roses, people.
Shout out to
check them on
board.
It works.
BY. They want to do that, yo. They want to do that, yo.
Yo, mad plugs.
That's what we here for.
All right, so we're going to assume Drake drops this year, right?
All
right. Would his album be the top? I'm not saying hip hop. Would his album be the top selling album of the year?
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see.
I know it depends when, and depends who also is dropping who. But I'm pretty sure Drake's gonna do pretty well.
I don't doubt it.
You know what I think though? Because it's reminding me back when I feel like him. I feel like he has connections with like Future.
Yeah.
I feel like they go back and forth with each other as to when they're gonna drop. Because for instance, Future dropped
two albums,
and Drake was supposed to drop in between. Though he didn't. I feel like he's letting Future eat real quick.
Yeah.
And then Future's gonna give him the yo, go ahead. Because this is like same time when Future was dropping all those.
Yeah,
crazy
you're right. Thank
out, and then Drake
you.
Came out thing. Out of. Yep. I feel like they got control thing. Of each other. Like yo, go ahead, bro.
Do that. Damn.
And that's when it just comes up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad you brought up Future's project.
Yeah.
Really, really quick, because we're running out of time. What's your total on both albums?
I'm a Future fan. Dope.
I think both of them is hard.
Both of them is dope.
What you think?
Hey, man, he makes club hits.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
so. Hell yeah, dope. Both of them was fire.
Exactly.
Right. Hendrix was better.
I didn't hear it, so
Hendrix was my favorite, though, because he got into that sound that he never got into.
Yeah.
But both dope.
People have said, I don't know how true this is, that the reason why, like, all right, Drake is in the pedestal he's on. He's number one in hip-hop. You can't debate that, period.
Yeah.
He caters strictly to the woman, right? We could safe to say that.
Absolutely.
Future caters straight to the streets and the clubs and strip clubs, right?
But trap is also very, very popular, and women...
But popular by niggas.
No, females love trap music.
No, I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying the trap. What is the trap? What's the trap?
No, I know.
It's niggas, and there's females who are attracted to, first of all, to niggas who trap, and then the beats that come with it because of the content of the music.
Yeah.
So what's been said, this ain't my opinion. I got it from listening to another podcast saying that, like, is Drake's run up because he didn't go on tour with Future this time around?
No.
His buzz went crazy when he went on tour with Future.
Yeah.
And there's y'all don't take nothing out of Future taking Tory Lanez with him on tour?
No.
Y'all see nothing with that?
That's my
Drake,
point.
Drake beefing with Tory Lanez. Y'all don't see nothing?
I think it's over right now at this point.
Beef on whose side?
Drake's can't. I'm sure they're not worried about that no more. I'm sure
they're not because, you know.
That I don't know about.
Hold up. Tory Lanez came on the scene and said, I'm going to be number one, number one, number one, number one, number one. You didn't. You didn't even prove that.
Well, nobody believed him. I mean, it's not like everybody's like, he's about to drop and be number one.
There you go.
But I'm just saying, like, you don't take nothing from that.
No.
Tory don't clearly doesn't like Drake, and Future takes him on tour with him?
So what you're trying to say that Future's putting Tory in a position to win?
I think. Yeah. This is technically year one with Tory.
Yeah, technically year one. Yeah.
You're going into year two, and I feel like he's going to get... Nobody, like, when Drake came out, he wasn't number one the first year he came out.
So
I'm just saying, do y'all feel... Not him, because he's kind of super biased. But
what am
so
I
do you think there's, you think there's anything to that, though? Future taking Tory
I just think, like, it's never personal at the end of the day. It's all business, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's nothing personal, you know what I mean? You're not affecting me in no ways at the end of the day. You're a fan. You're a fan of me. You say you're a fan of me.
Listen to
you
his music. Mean? It sounds too much identical. Come
and
on,
I
now.
I said too, so, but...
Come on.
I mean, it's all business. You feel me? Like, it's business. It really is. You know what I mean?
Man, I feel like y'all don't... Talk your opinion too much.
Bro. No, I'm being real. All right, I like 50 Cent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mayweather is like his brother. Mayweather and Rick Ross are friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
so now
is he gonna beef with Mayweather because he's cool with this man or whatever, or T.I. or whatever?
He kind of did though.
He kind of did, but I think that he's gonna realize. But he's gonna realize. You know what I mean? Let that man do what he gotta do, whatever. You know what I mean? Same thing when Buck. And Lloyd Banks actually met up with Game, whatever, you know what I mean? Talk, at the end of the day, it's business. You feel me?
50's a bad example.
Well, how about now?
Well,
how about now? Oh, Fat Joe is best friends with Lil Wayne. I'm sure this is not going to affect their friendship with the Remy and Nicki Minaj situation.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think Jesus, it's too
and Rick Ross is in a song together.
Exactly. Drake is not a street nigga.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah.
He said it before. He's not a street nigga.
Yeah.
So
but y'all throw a whole bunch of words in, y'all forget the point. I'm not even talking about Drake. I'm saying, is there anything to Future taking Tory Lanez on tour?
No. Nothing.
Nothing to it. There's not a way for him to catapult.
No.
Hell
no.
It's not gonna affect nothing.
Help him.
It's not. It's gonna help.
I think y'all not looking at it the right way.
I am, because you know what I mean? Because if it was, listen,
I know what you're
if Future is a trap street nigga, like, come on, if this man needs him. This man needs him.
At this point,
Drake needs him as well. You know what I mean, each other. So if I don't make this move, or whatever, then he knows I trust the judgment. Do your thing, homie. That's it.
Well, I'm not saying that Future called Drake and said, like, "Yo, I need your permission."
I'm saying that.
Will this, like you said, Drake, Tory Lanez, out of your mouth? You just said that he was looking for that number one spot.
He said he's it. Not, he said it in all the interviews.
Okay, I'm bringing it back so the people listening can say, "Oh yeah, he just said that, right? He wants number one spot. He drops his album." This is his debut album. If you thought he was going to go number one, you're stupid because Drake wasn't number one when he dropped his first album.
Correct.
Him going on tour with Future.
Yeah.
Tory Lanez having a similar Drake sound.
Yeah.
Does that catapult Tory Lanez' career down the line?
It's going to help.
Of course it's going to help.
Damn, I had to say that shit five times so y'all understand what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. So y'all, would that help him?
No, it would definitely help him. It would definitely
All right.
Help.
That's what I want to know, if there was right, something cool. to that. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. So,
Gotta agree
in
this shit to this nigga.
No,
no,
the minute you disagree with his ass, yo, like, I'm saying, listen to Bobby, listen to your point. That's not where I'm getting at.
Because I literally said it five times. Y'all misunderstood what I was saying.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like our last episode when you were here, on that whole Kanye shit, we're going to bring that up real quick before we leave. I fought it tooth and nail.
I know.
Till you said something.
I know. I get it. Said something. Explain to me like a 5-year old. I remember.
I was like, yo.
I remember. Yeah.
I like that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's talk about that real quick before we get out of here, Flan. Flan called me last night and we had a conversation. What? How'd that conversation go? What we talked about?
Basically, we had an argument, right, where Chris was mad, like, oh, Kanye's taking advantage of the people that's homeless, whatever, taking the swag, whatever, and monetizing it. And my question was, why can't they? Like, why are they mad? Who fault is it? Is their fault? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
And I brought up about how I can go to 5 barbershops and ask them if I could sweep the floors every Wednesdays and Thursdays or whatever, right? And everybody in there pay me like $5. They got money to spare. You know what I mean? And we agreed that could happen. Make a long story short, 4 months later, I did this real time at the art show.
Yeah.
Where just randomly I had my man's call at Flores. He was like, yo, what do you mean call Flores? Ask for 50 roses. I'm like, just call him and ask them to donate the roses or whatever, right? And when he did that, the first one he called, they're like, yeah, sure, let's go for it. Then I said, yo, all right, bro, find me a homeless person. Within less than 2 hours, I got a homeless person on the phone. The next day we went
Hold on. Did they call the homeless person?
No. Well, the person, I mean, they got Obama phones.
Oh, where? Yeah, I thought he left already.
No.
Yeah, so he's not a homeless person or whatever. No, I mean, he's homeless, but, you know, of course, he's not dirty like that, but he's homeless.
He definitely wasn't, because I didn't know he was homeless.
No, he's actually homeless. You know what I mean? Him and his wife, he got a wife or whatever. You know
he's
what
homeless,
mean?
He's not phoneless.
Yes, not there phoneless.
Go ahead.
But anyways, so I told his man, yo, I got a job for you. He was all down or whatever. And I had made a sign that says, less guns, more roses. And within
that shit was dope.
Less an hour, the roses sold out.
He sold more shit than me and Fly did in the first hour.
Yeah. Like, I seen this man's confidence went up from here, from like here to here.
Word.
You know what I mean?
For people that can't see him, it's from down to up.
Yeah, down to up, basically. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. So, like I said, and once he realized it, he was like, wow, like, thank you. He actually made more money than we actually expected him to make, whatever, because you doing that $2, whatever. So
I'm doing like $5, $6.
Yeah, $5, exactly. You know what I mean? Some people give him more money or whatever.
He made more money than anybody in that building.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Within the first hour. You know what I mean? So, it's basically, you know.
But what did you bring to my attention? What was the conversation yesterday? What did you say?
What happened?
What did you say yesterday when we talked?
They're not monetizing, you know what I mean? Like, they're not capitalizing up the opportunity and stuff, you know what I mean? They want you to enable them. Exactly. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the reason why I didn't feel sorry about the whole Kanye situation or whatever, because he take advantage of opportunity when he sees it.
Word.
You know what I mean? And that was really it. So, I kind of proved my point, you know what I mean, when we did that randomly, you know what I mean, out the blue. Then I called him. I said, bro, like, remember, we was talking about this or whatever.
Yeah,
you was a part of it. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, that's crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, so now if I would have known that before I gave my money up, I would have never gave him a dollar.
But one thing I learned, though, as a homeless person, you know, it's like the money and all that stuff is good, food is good, but the last thing that they have left is their pride and dignity. You know what I mean? Once you can empower that, you have a whole new person.
Mm-hmm.
They want to feel like they're human. They want to feel like they're valuable. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you can acknowledge that, yo, like, you're good. You know what I mean? They wake up, whatever, and feel like they're somebody again or whatever.
Word.
That's all they need. It's not about the money. It's about that's all they have. I was in California, me and my friend, right, and I'm trying to get the lady a food, right? She's like, nah, I don't want no food. I'm like, why? You need it. You know what I mean? And she started crying because I kind of make her agree, whatever. She said, yeah, I'm very prideful in this. And I said, yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
the
pride and the dignity, that's all they have left.
Word.
You know what I mean? And you don't want to enable them. You got to make them feel like they're somebody again. You know, so.
Word, yo, I got to tell you, I like all y'all specifically, but Flan's energy, man, when he comes, is like very positive. Again, we do this segment called Shit I Don't Like. Since you guys heard the show, you guys can figure out what I don't like, right? We can agree on that. So we're going to skip it this week because of Flan's super, super positivity. Let's give him a round of applause.
Second week in a row, too.
Second week in a row, too, man.
Need them energies, man.
I love it. And BY, real quick, let the people know your social media so they can follow you, man, and check out these roses.
I'm on the gram right now at Stealing_roses. It's Stealing, Steeling underscore roses.
Yo. Check him out. I saw him at the shout out to Don't Be Mad and Jen, everybody who did a part of the social mixer. Yeah. I saw
the mix and mingle was dope.
That's when I first saw your work, and I was like, yo, that's just dope.
I met him too. That's what I met him.
Oh, you met him that day?
Yeah, yeah. Same day.
That's dope.
You know what
I didn't see this nigga like probably like every other day since then.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
So, I mean, that proves that. That social makes it work.
Yeah, no, it makes it work. Jen, I love you.
Shout out to Jen.
Shout out to you.
That it worked.
Yeah, keep it up, girl.
Word. I seen Flan that day, and we actually taught some business after that. So
yeah.
there'll be more news coming soon.
Yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
that proved that that social mix is definitely
between work. The podcast, me and him, were, you know, yeah. it definitely did work.
It's dope. Definitely.
So
it's
dope. We'll be looking forward to it. No, I mean, the second go round.
We're gonna have you come back when you could. I mean, you could obviously bring Flan with you, but just to get down into what you do exactly and more of your story, how you got there. So we're definitely gonna have you again. Stutters, let the people know your social media.
At DJ Stutter CT, that's for everything. That's for Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's everything. Right.
OVO Rome, let the people know your Twitter.
OVO Rome, I like that. Summer's
it goes good. Let's go. Come on. Yo, are you mad about it?
This nigga's doing all that now, right? OVO Rome with a joke. If that really was the case,
that could happen.
If that really was the case,
we're gonna speak that into existence. Right. Come on, man.
I got the DJ for OVO contact too in Canada.
It's gonna happen.
It's
gonna happen. OVO Rome.
Put it right down for the ground.
Yo, we're gonna keep saying this. We got to change the
name Romeo too.
We're gonna make a T-shirt for this nigga.
I'm bass music. Sorry, bass music. I'm loyal to bass music.
OVO Rome. That shit got a ring to it,
that
though,
shit
don't
got a ring to it, yo.
All right, stop. Yo.
And I'd be right there on the jet with him and Drake
word
and all
everything.
That. Like, Drake, I still don't like your music, but this is my man's right here.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Follow me at The Real Room City on all social media sites.
Summer's over.
Check out my new record on SoundCloud, We The Way.
The Way featuring, it's produced by 40, right?
it's like perfect. It's like perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Stutters, let the people know your social media. Did you already?
Yeah, did already, bro.
Having too much fun today. Fly, let the people know your social media.
ICD Creative Studios, ICD Clothing. You just word. Search it up.
Yo, shout out to my kids, man. I brought them to work with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, shout
today.
Out to yo. Shout out. What's your
y'all
name?
Been holding it down.
What's your name, yo? Come over here, Chris.
That's Chris, and that's
yo,
Isaiah.
Chris is a boss, yo. Like I didn't know this was Chris' son. Yo, but now that
tell?
I know, yo. No, I didn't, because y'all was out here.
Chris, I've been dabbing every snap.
Word.
Yo, he been dabbing.
Everybody's so true.
Let's applaud that he knows how to dance and his pops don't, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's ill, man. Like, I don't know where that came from. I'm excited, because I'm like, yo, I know this man
Chris
for my whole.
Rome.
I know this man for, like, since freshman year, and it's like. I know he's just a laid back chill. He don't dance.
He don't dance.
I saw his son is dancing.
Both my kids got way more swag than me.
I guarantee that. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
Yo, wear dad hats? Yo, wear dad hats? You like dad hats?
Say if it's free as me. That's all you gotta say. If it's free as me. Like
training them, you know?
Yeah.
yo, I really enjoyed this episode. Honestly, yeah, I didn't know what this was gonna be. This is probably gonna be one of my favorites, to be real. I just love the chop up. And we're probably going to do shit like this a little bit more often. So
nice.
I appreciate everybody tuning in. This is episode 83.
Thank
you. No doubt. Yeah, make sure y'all follow me. I am Chris_P on Instagram and Snapchat. Follow the team, RTD Podcast on IG. Before we leave, though, Rome, since we just found out today you are OVO, do you know when the Drake album's coming out for real, though?
Tell us, please.
I do not have that information.
All right. Because he thought it was coming out yesterday. When you get that text, let us know. Screenshot that shit. I screenshot it, say Drizzy.
Listen, if you're a Drake fan, you gotta understand that Drake has the platform OVO Sound Radio. So if you're smart, you will understand that it will be released through that first. So my understanding is he will release that through the OVO Sound Radio.
Drake
first.
Told him that.
That's when he told you directly.
Yeah, Drake told him that.
That was on FaceTime. That was on FaceTime.
You gotta pay attention, you know? You gotta pay attention.
Drake had his feet up in the air and shit.
I can't wait to see your eye in your back shoulder. Yo, this podcast is coming up right next. Remember, I never claimed to be politically correct. Thank you for listening. Catch you next week.
Yeah.